Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden welcomed Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House Friday in a visit that underscores the deepening U.S.-Japan strategic alliance and Tokyo's growing sense of vulnerability among regional security threats, mainly from China. Also, Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Biden announced during a joint appearance with Kishida that the United States and Japan are stepping up their cooperation on defense.
We're modernizing our military alliance, building on Japan's historic increase in defense spending and new national security strategy. Let me be crystal clear. The United States is fully, thoroughly, completely committed to the alliance.
Through an interpreter, Kishida said Japan and the United States are currently facing the most challenging and complex security environment in recent history. His government also plans to double Japan's defense budget to almost 2% of its gross domestic product by 2027. That would put Japan into the world's top five in military spending. At least nine people died in tornadoes that destroyed homes and knocked out power to tens of thousands of people in the United States' southeastern region. This according to local officials on Friday. The death toll in hard-hit central Alabama was expected to rise. The storms on Thursday stretched from the states of Mississippi to Georgia. At least five tornadoes touched down in central Alabama, according to the National Weather Service. Rescue teams were searching for missing people in Alabama's Autauga County, where seven deaths have been reported, and the county coroner has told Reuters he expects the number of casualties to rise. This is VOA News. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has notified Congress that the U.S. is projected to reach its debt limit next Thursday, January 19th, and will then resort to what she called extraordinary measures to avoid default. Those measures include delaying some payments in order to make other payments that are deemed essential. Yellen said Friday that while her department can't estimate how long extraordinary measures will allow the U.S. to continue to pay the government's obligations, it is unlikely that cash and extraordinary measures will be exhausted before early June. At a news conference Friday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said raising the debt limit should not be treated like a political football.
It is one of the basic items that Congress has to deal with, and it should be done without conditions. So there is going to be no negotiation over it. This is something that must get done.
Russia said Friday it has taken control of the Ukrainian salt mine town of Soledar. Ukraine has not commented on Russia's claim. The battle for Soledar has been raging for months, and both sides have laid claim to control at various times. Ukrainian Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malyar said Thursday that there was fierce fighting in Soledar, but that Ukraine's forces were holding on. The area is one of the most active in the conflict, making it difficult for an independent assessment of the situation. Sweden has lashed out at a Kurdish protest. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson has denounced a protest by Kurds in central Stockholm, where an effigy of Turkey's president was hung from a lamppost. Kristersson called the move an act of sabotage against Sweden's bid to join NATO. The protest outside City Hall on Wednesday drew an angry backlash from Turkey, a NATO member, which already has held off approving Sweden's application until the government in Stockholm satisfies its demands. Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency says the Speaker of Turkey's parliament cancelled a visit by his Swedish counterpart that was scheduled for Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A recently published report in the U.S.-based magazine Wired says Iran is likely using facial recognition technology to monitor women's compliance with the country's hijab law. Iran announced late last year that it would begin to use recognition technology to monitor its women. Wired magazine had said that since the protests have erupted across Iran following the death in police custody of a young woman arrested for wearing her headscarf improperly, since then, Iranian women are reporting that they are being arrested for hijab infractions a day or two after attending protests, even though they had no interaction with police during the protests. You can find more at our website, voanews.com. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.